Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this.
This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel. Peel.
Nice, nice. Nice.
That's great.
Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
All right!
Oh!
Nice, nice, nice.
I've got a bell in here. Don't make me use this bell.
This podcast, so I'm going to move it along. Happy Thursday. You are listening to the mellow sounds of Gamer Girls Radio.
Yes, it is I.
Wait a minute. See, look at that. Redheaded people.
I'm scared.
Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Now go!
Yay! Yay! It's time for lunch with Ginger and Corey.
You were supposed to say, and I am Ginger.
Oh, and I am Ginger!
You know what? That's what happens when you stay up stripping in Second Life all night.
Stripping? I was not.
You understand. You have to make that money, girl. You have to make that money.
Girl, if I was stripping in Second Life last night, where is my money?
So I got to say, I did not get paid if I was stripping.
You work for the wrong people if you didn't get paid.
Apparently.
Well, you lovely people. First thing I'm going to tell you is, it's Thursday. We got one more day, and then it's over for the weekend anyway. Not the apocalypse. You know, you have to be clear about things these days. But one more day till Friday, and then we get to game and game and game. And no, I do not know if we're doing zombies this weekend. Stop asking me, people.
I probably will not, because I am going to be out of town most of the weekend.
See?
So, I got to go watch my youngest brother walk across the stage. Congratulations,
yay,
brother.
Brother. See, it started already. Let's give him some applause. That's quite an achievement. Quite an achievement. Congratulations to you, Ginger's brother. That'll be your name from now on, by the way.
Yay, Ginger's brother.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. We got some good news, some bad news.
Amazing news, crazy news. We got news.
I'm going to leave it at that because I could go so many different ways that I probably shouldn't go. So, Ginger, what you got?
All right, well, I'm going to start out with some crazy news first. Eden Eternal surpasses 100,000 closed beta signups.
Whoa.
Yeah. Area Games, a leading global publisher of microtransaction-based online games, today announced that more than 100,000 players have signed up to participate in the closed beta for Eden Eternal, its latest free-to-play MMORPG title. Registration will remain open until June 2nd, when Eden Eternal officially begins its CD testing period. J.T. Nguyen, COO of Area Games, says, "We credit the high number of signups to the amount of new and innovative features available in Eden Eternal. Players are quickly realizing that beyond the anime-inspired visuals, the game offers a robust and feature-rich MMORPG experience. Eden Eternal presents players with a vibrant anime-inspired world entrenched with a rich assortment of MMORPG elements. Set on a massive continent torn apart by conflict, players embark on an exciting adventure spanning countless regions as they seek to discover the mystery behind their origin and strive to restore order to the land." All right, so what are some of these features that they're bragging about? Freely swap classes, and even internal players are not restricted to just one class. Instead, freely swap between freely swap between up to 15 unique classes. extensive player towns. Work with your friends to create a bustling player town.
Ooh. What? Huh?
Staff your buildings with NPCs whose role is to aid in questing and upgrades. Explore other towns for additional merchant opportunities.
Oh, where can I get it?
I want this. Detailed character customization. Choose from a wide array of dice to customize your wardrobe. Tailor your skills, talents, and specializations to suit your playstyle. Epic dungeons and bosses. Battle ferocious monsters of every shape and size. A diverse catalog of opponents lurk beyond every corner, especially in Eden Eternal's variety of one-man, three-man, and five-man dungeons. Experience instance dungeons or team up for an epic raid. One-man dungeons. Ooh, I like that. Area Games reminds players that there is still time to sign up for closed beta at Eden Eternal's official website, edeneternal.areagames.com, which, you know, I'm opening right now, so don't you be still in my spot.
I don't think we have to worry about that, Ginger.
Must not.
They love us. They're not going to steal. Nobody can steal our spot. We have special places. All right. So speaking of zombies and Left 4 Dead, THQ has signed a new project from the developers of Left 4 Dead. Yay. This is from our friends over at GamesIndustry.biz. Homefront publisher THQ has inked a deal to publish the next project from Left 4 Dead developer Total Rock Studios. The game is currently unannounced, but will be released sometime in 2013. And no, it will not be shown at E3. Don't go harassing them for it. Danny Bilson, who's the EVP Core Games at THQ, says our quest to sign the best artists and work with the best talent continues. Total Rock Studios is responsible for one of the most original, critically acclaimed cooperative games of this generation. And we're incredibly excited to be working with them on their next project, which looks set to make a similar impact in the multiplayer space. THQ, of course, is pursuing a policy of acquiring talent, not businesses, like some other people we know in the past 12 months, and has tied up projects from Tim Schafer's Double Fine and Chernobyl Itagai. Yeah, those people at Valhalla Studios, those people. they're saying this project looks to be the most ambitious thing that they've ever attempted, and they're inspired by the support. This is from Turtle Rock, support that THQ has shown to help them realize their vision, and they're going to take the first-person shooter experience to a whole new level. Well, we'll see. Well, I don't know. I don't know what else you can do to a first-person shooter to take it to the next level. I think Left 4 Dead is pretty epic, and I wouldn't say it's on a different level. They just did a couple of things. They added some zombies in. Instead of you aliens, they gave us zombies and made it gory and put a nice little movie spin on it. But nothing majorly new that we hadn't seen. Honestly, people, is Left 4 Dead really different from Halo? Don't come after me. I'm serious. It's a smaller team. They took out all the, you know, capture the flag kind of stuff, but it's still basically I shoot, you blow up thing. But that does not mean I don't love it. See, but that's what happens. I'm on the development side, so when I break it down to the very basic denominator, they're all the same. There's nothing new to be done, but it is good fun. It is much more fun for me than Halo, I must say. I love shooting zombies. Hey, don't be gasping. Everybody knows that listens to this show on a regular knows how I feel about Halo. I'm Halo to death. I had to leave it alone. I had to.
But, you know, you're right. The last two kind of killed it for me.
I'm done. And the Bungie guys know I love them. I love one of them in particular. In fact, I'm going to climb you when I see you again. Okay. Anyway.
Sounds like I get to be on guard duty.
Yes. Keep your taser handy. No, Corey. Bad Corey. He knows. We've already warned you. You lucky there was people around at PAX last year. That's what you're lucky. Okay, we'll do what you got. What you got, Ginger? I'm being too bad. Way too early.
Yes, you do. Yes, you are. All right, what have I got? I have got a Japanese PSN reboot in May still planned, says Sony. Still planned. You're running out of time, though, Sony. Just saying. Citing a news story in Japanese publications, Manichi Digital, the fine folks at Adria Sing report that Sony still plans on relaunching the PlayStation Network and other associated services in the month of May, even as the clock runs out on the month.
With the last day of May coming up fast next Tuesday, it is still a possibility, but a fleeting one. During its earnings briefing yesterday, Sony of Japan said that they have not yet given up on a relaunch in May. Mainichi Digital reports that Sony officials said that the Japanese service we have not given up on a May restart. Nikki reported last week that Sony was planning to relaunch by the end of the month, but the company has been struggling to deliver information on security requested by the Japanese government and credit card companies. Hopefully, Sony will have PSN up in Japan soon, seeing as Europe and North America have already had the service restored partially. Sony, you got to get with it, dudes. I don't know what y'all are doing over there, but yeah, if y'all don't hurry up, y'all are just going to miss it out entirely, I think. I don't know. And Corey's being all quiet, so either I just got disconnected or she muted.
No. I'm still here. I was checking on something that I just posted up to share with the lovely people that I'm going to have to yank down. So you wanted to see the new Fear trailer. You are probably going to have to go elsewhere. I'm going to have to yank it down. Yeah. Okay, and it's done. So sorry, you missed it. Okay, anyway. Sometimes I hate embargoes. Okay, so
silly embargoes.
Embargoes and locks and don't do this and don't do that.
Send us the stuff and then tell us, nah, you can't share it.
Yeah, I'm always excited to share, so I have to make sure. And sometimes, you know, in a hurry, I don't read the stuff. I'm like, oh, look what we got. I can't wait to share it. Well, sorry. Sorry, guys. You'll have to go elsewhere to see it. Won't be from us. Yeah. I wish I could breathe. Anyway, I will tell you about the game. Fear is going to be released on Xbox 360, PlayStation, and Windows PC in June. If you're not familiar with Fear, it's a heart-pounding, paranormal, first-person shooter, unleashing intense combat, compelling narrative, and co-op play that evolves the franchise. Of course, Alma, if you're familiar with characters, returns in Fear 3, but this time her sons, Point Man and Paxton Fettel, are characters available to play in Divergent Co-op, giving players distinctly different abilities, affecting their own play as well as the experience of their co-op partner. Gamers participate in single-player or co-op modes as Point Man or Paxton. I like that it's a lead character as a girl. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. That is very, very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. And the trailer is nice. I wish I could share with you. They did not give us any screenshots, just trailers, which I cannot share with you. Why do you do this to me? Why? I want to tell them, and I can't. This is part of the why we love doing this, because we have all the juice to share. We like to gossip. It's the same thing. Anyway.
And they're like, nah, no, you can't share. And we're like, but, please, come on.
It's juicy. And since that one was so short, I will also share with you what I got this morning from the lovely people across the pond about something that's happened on this side of the pond. Yes. Well, this is safe for work and not embargoed and all that good stuff. But you Sim people out there, I think you're getting your very last expansion pack to The Sims 3. I've heard rumblings that The Sims 4 will be shown at E3, but I don't know that for sure. It's just a rumbling. But people across the pond in the UK have sent this over and wanted me to let you know that the Sims 3 Generations expansion pack will be available next week. No, we do not have word as to whether or not we'll get a copy, but maybe. They're saying you can pull pranks, plan bachelor parties, play with imaginary friends, and more with the Sims 3 Generations. Oh, and this is unprecedented. It'll be released worldwide all at the same time, so people in the UK don't have to wait. We don't have to wait. Everybody's going to get it at the same time. They're saying this one is going to allow you to tell more stories, so hopefully we'll see more machinima from you guys out there, because there's some excellent machinima done with The Sims 2, not so much with 3 because it's a little bit more difficult. And another idea they stole from me, I'll get to that in a minute. This one, of course, is it'll allow you to explore imagination-fueled world of childhood, also the rebellious teenage years, which was an idea that I talked about way back in Sims 1, and on to an adulthood full of weddings, parties, and life's uncertainties. I heard midlife crisis. You can find that trailer up on our site as well. It said whether the player prefers to design houses as a builder, that would be me, create moments as a storyteller, be mischievous as an experimenter, or fulfill lifetime wishes as an achiever, they'll be able to explore every phase of life with new gameplay features, moodlets, objects, and more that are specific to each age. Scott, I don't really want to read your statement. I'll read it. He says, from exploring the creative and playful childhood years, The angst-ridden, defiant teen years is the moment of time when adults celebrate life through bachelor parties and weddings. We wanted players to have the tools to tell the richest stories possible for any life age. And that's Scott Evans, who is now the general manager over at the Sims Studio in EA. Gosh, there's tons of stuff. And you guys that play The Sims know that even the stuff that they tell you does not scratch the surface of what they put in. I will give them credit. That's why The Sims sells so well. If you don't know why, it's because you never sat down to play. Nobody's game is ever the same twice, ever. So Sims is rated T for teen. I want to let you know that. And it's also rated 12 over Peggy people over in Australia. You're not getting it. It's been banned.
No.
Sorry. I had to say it. But you can go ahead and check them out on their Facebook page, The Sims 3. And they do have a Twitter, The Sims 3. And, of course, you can visit thesims3.com and probably pick up some other tidbits. But, again, some of the stuff you're just going to have to play to see what it's like. Some amazing gameplay. I'm mad about the prom thing. That was my idea. I need to be compensated. Give me some Sims store points or something, people.
Exactly. How dare you? How dare you steal from Corey?
Yes.
Your thesis.
At least give me a copy of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll settle for that. Yeah, I could do with that. They're like, yeah, whatever, chick. We know what you're going to do. You're going to start building houses and we ain't never going to talk to you again. And you are probably right.
True story. She makes nice houses, though.
I haven't built any in a while. Maybe this weekend while Ginger's gone, because Ginger distracts me. Y'all didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I totally do. It was all my fault. She was up to, 3 a.m. last night?
That was your fault.
Oh, yeah, all my fault. All right.
No, it wasn't. Let me tell them why real quick before you do your story. Okay. We're up this morning because we have a brand new pretty site.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous. It's all nice and pretty.
And why did we do it? Because we could. That's why.
Pretty much. It is gorgeous, though, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Loves it, loves it, loves it.
It is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
All right. Go, Ginger, go.
Okay, I hate to read the story, but at the same time, it's an awesome story. Game over. Chicago area molester gets 26 years in prison. That's not enough time, but, you know, hey, that's a start. A Wadsworth, Illinois man.
That's good. That's good news right there.
I'm clapping along with everybody.
That's right. Go ahead, Ginger. They can hear you.
Give me a fight. A little man who used video games, an Xbox 360, and cash to entice and ultimately molest several teen boys has been sentenced to 26 years in prison, a fine, and the stigma of having to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Castration wasn't on the table.
Oof, and it should have been.
Mm-hmm. 20-year-old Joseph Wolgia was sentenced by a judge. Was sentenced by Judge George Bridges for sexually abusing two boys. Wajdila committed unspecified sexual acts with a 13-year-old boy during a year and a half period and a second 12-year-old boy. Wajdila also took inappropriate photos of the two boys and saved them to his cell phone. Wajdila was 17 when he committed the acts. According to court testimony, Wajdila gave the boys video games, an Xbox, and cash. He lured the boys to his room where he let them play games, but would make them stop at times and perform sex acts or pose for photos. Wajdila claimed he was sorry for what he did and knew that he needed to pay for his crimes. He managed to plea bargain his sentence down to a sentencing range of 14 to 40 years in prison. The judge did not have much sympathy for him anyway. Wajdila says, I messed up their life and I have to pay for it. I wish I could undo what I have done. I feel remorse for what I have done and I am haunted by what I did. He pled guilty to predatory sexual assault of a child and criminal sexual assault. Despite his plea bargain and a tearful apology, the judge imposed a total of 26 years in prison in addition to $4,739 in fines. Wajdila will also have to register as a sex offender for life after he is released from prison. The parents of the victims read statements before sentencing, talking about how their families struggle and suffer since Wajdila's arrest in September 2009. The two boys are brothers. The state had asked the court to deliver the maximum sentence of 40 years.
That's all?
Yeah. And while this guy is disgusting and horrible, I'm also wondering why you're letting your two 13-year-old sons hang around with a 17-year-old.
Well, they're teens, and it's not that big of an age gap. But still, on the other hand, it should have been at your house, because the age gap is the difference between being an adult and being a kid at 14 and 17. So
exactly. I guess that's more of what I'm getting at, is that 17, most states, you're an adult. 13, you're not. So I would assume that if you're going to let your 13-year-old hang out with a 17-year-old, I'd want it to be supervised.
That is so horrible.
Yeah, it is. That is disgusting. So I hope you enjoy your 26 years in prison.
Well, here's some good news for PlayStation, PlayStation people, or PlayStation in general, the company, but bad for Codemasters, who we like. They're the latest to suffer from hacked data. Yes, UK publisher Codemasters has become the latest game company to suffer at the hands of hackers, following, of course, the high-profile attacks on Sony and Square Enix. Yes, they went after Square Enix, too. The dirt in Operation Flashpoint publisher told GamesIndustry.biz that it moved quickly when it discovered password and login data for Codemasters had been compromised and posted online. Yeah, I imagine you did move quickly. On Friday the 20th, there was an attempt to gain administrative access to Codemasters, the Codemasters.com website. This admin access may have allowed alterations to our company website. We responded swiftly with a full investigation to isolate the issue, bringing down Codemasters.com for a few hours to ensure no access would be possible, and returned the website after a security hole was closed. While some staff admin names were obtained, passwords were all encrypted. Good job, people.
Yay, way to go. See, and that is how you handle it, Sony.
Our online team takes security of user data very seriously, and we're reviewing all of our websites and systems to ensure we're as safe as possible, especially as with as many games companies, since so many game companies have been popular targets as of late for this sort of activity. Of course, the PSN breach at Sony expected to cost the company $170 million, and Square Enix also fell victim to hacking last month with email addresses and CVs compromised. A couple of people are saying they're going to be taking bets on who's going to be hacked next, and somebody's saying they think it's going to be BioWare. I am concerned with who is doing this.
Yes. Well, we can all, joke about, oh, it's funny, ha, ha, ha. No, it's not funny. It's not funny. I don't want these people broken into. These people have my information.
Not just my information, but my games.
Yes, that too. That too.
I want to play my games. Stop it, people. Come on.
Stop in douche nozzles.
Don't make me go and up my hacking skills so I can find you.
Ooh, actually, that's an idea.
We start an anti-hack hacking group.
We'll be like, we find you.
You don't have to go confess. Oh, they're going to throw us off the morning radio, Ginger. That was bad.
Yeah, it was. But it was amusing all at the same time. It was great.
She says it all cool. It's very amusing.
It was very amusing.
We'll be having high tea after the show.
Oh. All right, well, I guess it is my turn again.
Yes, of course, darling.
Yes, of course, of course. All right. Dare to be Digital launches Dare Academy courses. Dare Academy courses are being launched this year by the world-leading game design competition Dare to be Digital, to be held in the UK Centre for Excellence in Computer Game Education at the University of Abertay Dundee. The essential skills to the Dare to be Digital teams learn each year while competing at the University of Abertay Dundee are now available to the public. Aimed at both game enthusiasts and professionals, the courses cover 3D modeling, quality assurance and game testing, and games creation and publishing. These short courses are the perfect step for anyone looking to take their passion for games further or for continued professional development. I've got to go to England. The first courses start on June 18th. you're not allowed. For more information, please see daretobedigital.com/dare-academy/dare-academy. Dr. Lewis Nathanson, academic academic director of the Institute of Arts, Media, and Computer Games at Abertay University, says, Dare to be Digital really is the gold standard for nurturing and spotting the next generation of world-beating computer game developers. We are very excited to be able to open this up even further, giving anyone the opportunity to learn about 3D animation, game testing, and game development. As well as being incredible fun, these Dare Academy courses will let people explore their love of games and could even be the first towards a completely new career. I'm going to say that was supposed to be first steps, but anyways. The three courses on offer at Dare Academy are Dare to Enter the Magical 3D World, which teaches 3D modeling skills using industry standard software Maya, Dare to be a Game Maker, which uses the versatile program Game Maker to turn game enthusiasts into game publishers, and Dare to be a Game Tester, which teaches the practical game testing and quality assurance skills used by game companies. Gregor White, Enterprise Director of the Institute of Arts, Media, and Computer Games at Abertay University, adds, Dare to be Digital really wants everyone of all ages to get more out of computer. Really wants everyone of all ages to get more out of computer gaming, and Dare Academy is a unique opportunity to get an insight into this fascinating industry. That is actually kind of cool. Again, I wish we lived in England. You guys need to come to the U.S. You know, I know you enjoy your weird foods and your crazy accents and your lack of dentists, but you really ought to come to the U.S.
I will say this much. I as long as they have a McDonald's there, I'm good. Cause yeah, I've had to do that before. You go places where you don't want to eat the food. As long as there's McDonald's, I'm good. I'll go. I will be sick when I get back home from eating too much burger. But hey, all right. There is a new trailer for Ocarina of Time for the 3DS floating around. Unfortunately, we do not have it. Nintendo working links are good. Nintendo. But what I will share with you, of course, is Ubisoft's E3 lineup, which we'll be posting in our E3 section for you here shortly, but I'll tell you about it. They announced, of course, they're going to be kicking off E3 with an invitation-only press conference. I love when they do that. On June 6th at 2:30 Pacific Standard Time in Los Angeles. And I won't tell Ginger that we were invited, so she won't cry. We'll be treated to never-before-seen demonstrations of Ubisoft's fiscal year 2012 lineup and exclusive new announcements.
She treats me.
I know. Of course, you will be able to play Ubisoft titles at their booth, which is located in the South Hall of LA Convention Center from the 7th through the 9th, of course, this June, in case you didn't know when it was again. June. This year's E3 marks the start of Ubisoft's 25th anniversary celebration. Happy birthday, Ubisoft. The company is celebrating this milestone by delivering its strongest and most diverse brand portfolio to date, with titles spanning all major genres and platforms, including a variety of action, adventure, and shooter titles, fitness games, online titles as well, and casual games to play with the family. It's a well-rounded company. Let me see. Well, you know, that's mean. They tell us they have the lineup here. I was going to share with you, and they won't let me. I do have a few here. Let me see. Of course, you'll get to see Assassin's Creed Revelations, Call of Juarez, The Cartel, Driver, San Francisco, Rayman Origin. I do not like those games. That was my first ever job in the gaming industry, was promoting that game, and I hated it. I'm sorry, Ubisoft. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. That's my game. Future Soldier. Online, of course, they're announcing some titles called From Dust. This is going to be amazing. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Online.
Right. Ooh.
Sexy. Trackmania 2 Canyon. Also, let me see, casual games, they're looking at The Adventures of Tintin, Motion Sports Adrenaline, Rocksmith, the upcoming new Raving Rabbits, Just Dance, and Your Shape Fitness, which are excellent games to get you in shape. Additionally, during their E3 exhibit, they're saying they will have an exclusive Rocksmith-branded tour bus outside the LA Convention Center. Why don't you guys go by there and get some pictures of that for us if you're down there at E3. We'd like some pictures. Because I know some of you are not journalists. You just got in. So just, you're not doing anything. Get us some pictures. We'll give you photo credit. Okay, of course, you can hop on the bus, they said, to demo the revolutionary new music experience that is the first and only game that plugs into any real guitar. Heard a little bit about that.
That is interesting.
We will not be there. However, we do have access to a private stream. Ha ha. So we don't have to be there. See, Ginger? told you I'd take care of you.
Oh.
In addition, there's some other elements they're saying they're going to be up at the booth and online at Ubisoft there on their YouTube channel. And, of course, they'll be doing up to the minute news, which we'll also have you covered. Oh, we're going to be some tired puppies.
We are so going to be.
And we're not even going to be there. They're still going to be tiresome because we got to watch everything for you guys. It's actually more difficult to do that when you're there, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to keep your eye on everything. Where here, it's difficult but not impossible because, you know, we got a nice little team here. So we can all split off and, okay, you watch this, you watch this, you watch this, and break and we come back. And, yes, we will be having our E3 show again. Some people really liked that last year. We didn't think y'all would. We'll be having an E3 show and talking good and bad about people. You know how we do. And then we'll have Ginger. We have added Ginger to the mix this year, so this is going to be really interesting.
I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. So awesome.
Oh, she says that. She says that now. Wait.
Dude, it's going to be so awesome because I'm here.
This is true. All right, so keep up. No, I'm not going to say that word because Ginger giggles every time I say it. Keep up to date with us. Keep up to date with us, and I'm adding that to our lovely E3 section so that you guys can keep up what's going on. And enjoy. I need some more tea. Ginger.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is my turn. Great Britain, the partner company. Hey, Great Britain, you're a nice company. Great Britain, the partner country for GamesCon 2011. And I'm going to kill these names. I apologize in advance. Colnemus and the German Trade Association of Interactive Entertainment Software, BIU, the ideal sponsor of Europe's largest trade fair for interactive games and entertainment, announced that Great Britain will be the partner country for this year's GameCon, which will be taking place in Cologne from the 17th to the 21st of August 2011. Under the direction of TIGA, the Industry Association for the British Games Industry, the highest revenue games market and at the same time the largest location for video game development in Europe, will thus be presented exclusively at Gamescom. Due to its innovative business development and consistent expansion of training infrastructure, the hotspot of the international video game development landscape has a worldwide reputation as a model for successful regional economic policies for the game industry. TIGA will be implementing the partner country concept together with the UKTI, UK Trade and Investment. After last year's contents and policies focused on the games industry outside of Europe with Canada as a partner country, this year, Colnemus and the German Association of Interactive Entertainment Software have intentionally shifted the focus back to Europe. Gerald Boss, Chief Executive Officer of Colnemus GmbH, says Great Britain and Gamescom are an ideal combination. The European Center for the European Center of Games Industry, as the partner country in the middle of the most important European trade fair platform, is a perfect partnership. With its trend-setting regional economic policies, which recognize and support games as one of the supporting pillars of the cultural and creative industry, as well as its exceptionally dynamic video game development landscape, Great Britain will certainly make its mark after the year's Gamescom. This is coming from Olaf Waters, Managing Director of the German Trade Association of Interactive Entertainment Software. You guys' names are killing me. TIGA, the UK's only official accredited trade association for the video game sector, will be working with UK Trade and Investment to support a score of game business businesses to attend Gamescom via the Trade Show Access Program. We look forward to championing UK video game sector and to working as the official partner of Gamescom. I give up. The partner country, Great Britain, will be officially presented in Cologne during the International Press Conference for Gamescom 2011 on Thursday, June 16th, 2011. The press conference will be broadcast live on the internet.
Bad Ginger.
Seriously.
It's all right. We love you anyway. Wow.
Wow.
So much news, so little time. What time is it? 36. Okay, I got time for this. Well, our friends over at Gamers for Giving are gearing up for their event coming up June 18th. Uh-huh. Hope you got your plane tickets. Are you going, Ginger? Ooh, that's a lot of traveling. See, that's why I save my travel for one week a year. Okay, so those of you who are up in the Midwest in eastern Michigan, in the area of Ypsilanti, did I say that? Ypsilanti, did I say that? Well, Saturday, June the 18th, you guys up that way will be able to take part in the area's largest video game tournament hosted by our friends at Gamers for Giving. It's called Gamers Outreach Foundation. Gamers for Giving is a non-profit gaming tournament that will feature multiple video game tournaments and special guests from the video game industry. No, we will not be there. Sorry, guys. It's not because we don't want to. We just got stuff to do. Profits from the event will fund the future efforts of Gamers Outreach, which builds portable video game kiosks for children's hospitals. Ooh, thank God. I'm glad they announced it because I've been holding that juice in for too long. they told me about it. You can't say anything. Oh, you have to stop saying this in front of me.
Not nice when they do that.
Yes, they also this particular event is also going to raise money to help send games to our soldiers serving abroad and host online activities benefiting various nonprofits. The event, of course, will include two versus two Halo Reach, four versus four Call of Duty Black Ops, one versus one StarCraft II tournaments, and a 100-person bring-your-own-computer-damn-it LAN party. That's not what they called it. That was my interpretation. Prizes will be awarded to the top finishers of each tournament. The event will begin Saturday morning bright and early at 10 a.m. I know some of you are not up that early, but if you want to win, you got to get up. Of course, it'll be going on until about 10 p.m. If you live in the area and want to go check it out or sign up for the competition, you go to gamersforgiving.org and say, Zach, the one only other person in the world you talk more than sent us. He'll know exactly who you're talking about.
And, you know, she's totally right.
Yeah. You get Zach and us alone. Me and Zach together in a room. Y'all want to run because we will talk for days. Ciao.
Well, I will have to remember that.
Yes,
oh,
do.
Wrong
for
window.
For your own good. Oh, really quickly, let me remind you guys again. I'm going to remind you every day. Remember to sign up for your ECA membership. It is free, 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 free. And I need to put that banner up on our site, but I'm going to tell you again. Free. Did I mention it was free? Did you hear the part where I said free? Sign up.
I do remember the free part.
Mm-hmm. VECA.org or .com.
Yep. All right. If I can get my thing to open. Snooker Club Online Multiplayer.
I was avoiding that.
Avoiding that one. All right. So following up on their launch success in April, Future Games of London has today released a substantial update for Snooker Club featuring online multiplayer and betting. The game was initially launched in April during the Snooker World Championship and became the number one downloadable app in China and number one downloadable sports game in the USA within just 24 hours of release. The new online multiplayer edition allows players from all over the world to challenge each other to a game of snooker via Apple's Game Center, with betting adding a new exciting twist not found in other billiard games. Players bet on individual shots as well as the match outcome. The credits for betting can either be earned in single player bought using in-app purchase or won from other players online. The game was conceived to open up China to FGOL products and has been designed and marketed specifically for the territory. The response has been phenomenal, with the game appearing on the front page of TG Bus and iApps.im, two of the largest game sites in China, followed by massive downloads and many positive user reviews. Ian Harper, FGOL's managing director, said, "It will be fascinating to see how this plays out. We think the betting adds significantly to the online experience and allows us to run a similar business model to iPhone poker games. This enables us to release the game for free and reach a much larger audience, with people only paying when they are really deep into the game. This is a tactic that we think will pay off well in China, where people are reluctant to pay for games before experiencing them." The game is free and can be downloaded on iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch at the Apple iTunes Store. I'm not going to give you the link. You can find it if you really want it. For more information, you can visit futuregamesoflondon.com. And are you kidding me? They're putting... I didn't think this was going to be legal in the U.S.
Surprises abound every day.
Because, I mean, isn't like online poker where you pay... Well, no, I guess that's not illegal because I know people who do it, but... I'm not a fan of these people.
I don't necessarily like them either. Too much of a it's people get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I have some news about another new game that's about to be released. Of course, we have a trailer for that I can't show you. Why do they do this to me? Why? It's a game called Hunted: The Demon's Forge. It's going to be released next Tuesday on the 31st. Again, I have the trailer. It's lovely. Wish I could share it with you. they told me I could tell you about the game. I don't know what's going on with this. Here, you can have this, but don't tell anybody.
That's not very nice.
If you're not familiar with Hunted, which most people are not, it is a fantasy action game with a fresh take on the classic dungeon crawl experience that delivers the intensity and action of a modest-day shooter. Interesting.
Interesting.
It's due to be released here in America on May the 31st and across Europe June the 3rd for the Xbox, PlayStation 3, and PC. If you want to check it out, you can visit them over at huntedthegame.com. I really want to check this out. It is an interesting take on dungeon crawler. Very interesting take. Because I've never played a dungeon crawler where you're in. Well, I have. I lie. If you've played Oblivion, that was kind of a dungeon.
Yolanda, y'all hear this?
You know what I have to say to you is, never mind. I can't say that. No. This is daytime. I can't say that on TikTok.
Oh, I just said that.
Bad gents, you're bad. Anyway, go check out the trailer. The game looks awesome, I have to say. And lovely people that did the trailer. I can't show it to you, but I can tell you where to go. Go to huntedthegame.com. You have to be of age, of course. And the character that they're seeing is a girl. And she's sexy but covered. I like when they're covered properly. Mm-hmm.
When the armor is actually armor?
She looks to be some sort of mage or something. So she has a hood on.
Ooh.
But she has a sword. No, I'm sorry. She has a bow and arrow and a sword. But she looks awesome.
So she's a hunter.
Yeah. We do have one that's scantily clad. But again, the armor looks sort of feasible. All I'm saying is make it look, yeah, this is sort of feasible. It covers, it has the midriff open. Now, on one hand, as a girl fighting, if you were sweating a lot, you might have on, you know, some midriff stuff. Not because you're trying to be sexy, but because you got to stay cool. You can't overheat when you fight. But what I don't like is string bikini type stuff and and stuff barely covering our pokey bits in the front. Anyway, it's time for us to take a break.
All right, and when we come back, I will talk about China and their use of prisoners for gold farming.
Okay, my mouth just fell open when you said that. In honor of our upcoming Miss Pac-Man,
communist China. Yay, Miss Pac-Man!
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with
now
you.
Now we missed
Miss
your birthday, Pac-Man,
baby,
Pac-Man,
I'm in love with
but
you.
We still
Miss
be
Pac-Man,
doing our
baby,
tribute
I'm
to you.
Love you so from your round bottom to the top of your butt. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you so from your big round bottom to the top of your butt. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were an ordinary yellow circle.
Very epic.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Of your bow, baby.
Mwah. We love you, Miss Pac-Man.
Yes, yes. I swear, if I ever do get a tattoo, it's going to have to be Miss Pac-Man.
I may just get the bow and a mole beside it in her eye, just to be artistic. So people say, that looks like Miss Pac-Man. It is.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So I teased y'all with the story. Now I guess I ought to actually read it. China uses prisoners for hard labor and gold farming. This is coming out of GamePolitics.com. Looks like
hold it right there. We're going to cut off on you. So to hear the rest of the story, of course, you're going to have to download. Sorry. It'll be up in about 15 minutes. Go, Ginger.
All right. Go, 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 go. According to a report in UK According to a report in UK-based paper The Guardian, China has been using its prison population as slave labor. Imagine that. Were they using them in MMORPGs? According to the report, prisoners were put to work breaking rocks and digging trenches in the coal mines of northern China. By night, prisoners would be forced to play MMORPGs to earn virtual currency, which guards would trade for real-world money. One prisoner who served 3 years at the Jixi labor camp for pointing out corruption in his hometown described the conditions at the camp in startling detail. Liu Dali told the paper that prisoners were forced to play online games to enrich the guards of the prison. The 54-year-old was a former prison guard who made the mistake of illegally petitioning the central government about corruption in his hometown in 2004. Dali says that the online slave labor is probably more lucrative than the physical labor that prisoners are forced to do. Liu told the Guardian, prison bosses made more money forcing inmates to play games than they do forcing people to do manual labor. There were 300 prisoners forced to play games. We worked 12-hour shifts in the camp. I heard them say they could earn 5,000 to 6,000 RMB a day. We didn't see any of the money. The computers were never turned off. The camp is a re-education facility that uses hard labor to teach prisoners the error of their ways. Dali says that his memories of time there still haunt him. Other activities he and other prisoners were forced to take part in included carving chopsticks and toothpicks out of planks of wood until his hands were raw and assembling car seat covers that the prisons exported to South Korea and Japan. He said that he was also made to memorize communist literature to pay off his debt to society. But of all those activities, the online gaming was the most mentally taxing work. While the grind may have seemed fake or surreal to prisoners, falling behind in these virtual worlds brought real-world punishment. If I couldn't complete my work quota, they would punish me physically. They would make me stand with my hands raised in the air, and after I returned to the dormitory, they would beat me with plastic pipes. We kept playing until we could barely see things, he said. Wow. It is estimated that 80% of all gold farmers are in China. While the central government issued a directive making it illegal for businesses without license to trade in 2009, Dali believes that the practice of using prisoners is still widespread because these places are run by the government. Many prisons across northeast China have also forced inmates to play games. It must still be happening, he says. China is the factory of virtual goods, says Jin Ji, a researcher for the University of California, San Diego. You would see some exploitation where employers would make workers play 12 hours a day. They would have no rest through the year. These are not just problems for the industry, but they are general social problems. The pay is better than when they would get for working in factory. It's very different. Prison labor is still very widespread. It's just that goods travel a much more complex route to come to the U.S. these days. And it is not illegal to export prison goods to Europe, says Nicole Kempton from the Legoi Foundation, a Washington-based group which opposes the forced labor camp system in China. Liu Dali's name was changed to protect him from retaliation by prison officials and the government. Wow, China. Seriously, people. I can bite my tongue. I got nothing nice to say. Nothing nice at all.
Yeah, that may have to come up later.
You communist words that I cannot say during the day.
Let me move along.
Stupid China.
For
you idiots for buying the gold, I want to stab you in the face.
I'm going to keep quiet. My own.
Ruin my game. You ruin the economy. You're horrible.
That's why I play Fallen Earth. I'm so wrong. Well, where to go from this? Well, I'm trying to find something happy and upbeat. Well, I did receive this in my mail this morning about QuakeCon.
That's in Dallas.
And I just lost a story in my email because somebody just sent in a batch of them. Okay, people, if you don't get your stuff in by 11, we don't do it. Okay, so anyway, QuakeCon 2011 online pre-registration opens today. Attendees and press can go ahead and get in today. It's going to be at May the 26th. It actually starts today. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. Getting the tickets open for today. I'm going to need y'all to rewrite these press releases. General admission, of course, is free, but they are offering all new premium packages, including the QuakeCon Don Quick. Did they not know this was a tongue twister when they named it? QuakeCon Done Quick. Fast
they
passes.
They probably did, which is why they named it that.
These are fast passes for the entire event. There's also a BYOC Select a Seat package that includes guaranteed reserve seating and the QuakeCon swag pack full of limited edition extras. And that is why I am no longer going to QuakeCon. Swag is supposed to be free. See how we give it to you at our show?
Mm-hmm.
On our site? Free.
By the way, we got a swag store. Go check it out.
Yeah, well, we don't have anything in there yet.
Uh-oh.
We're sold out.
On a couple of days.
Yeah, we're sold out of the Magicka, and I might have some more, some old Betsy if you play Fallen Earth. I might even have a Fallen Earth key or two in there, just maybe. That'll be over the weekend. That means you got to watch. I'm not going to even – well, I'll put it this way. If you're a member of our group on the site, the contest group, and you have to be signed up to get into that group, then I will alert you as soon as I put it up so y'all can make a mad dash for it. Let y'all fight over it. Anyway, QuakeCon, of course, the BYOC, bring your own damn computer, is $20. And here's what comes in it. You reserve, you can select and reserve the guaranteed seat of your choice in that particular little area. There, you get a T-shirt and a special Art of Rage mouse pad. Really? The swag pack is about $35. You get your shirt. You get a Wingstick, a Rage Wingstick T-shirt, a Skyrim lithograph signed by the team at Bethesda Game Studios. Really? And a pack of Rage, Skyrim, and Prey 2 zipper pulls. Really? Okay. The QuakeCon Done Quick package is $50, and there's only 200 of them available. You can select and reserve the guaranteed seat of your choice in that little area. Express Lane Fast Pass registration for the Bring Your Own Damn Computer. The Express Lane Fast Pass to every speaker panel and public event in QuakeCon. Limited reserve access seating for all panels, presentations, and events. And a special Art of Rage mouse pad, individually numbered and signed by Tim Wiltis, Creative Director of Rage. And a limited edition QuakeCon 2011 zipper pull. People, I'm going to just, yeah, this will be
zipper
up on the site.
Pulls, really?
Okay, so
no,
anyway.
I think I'll keep my 50 bucks.
Right. So QuakeCon, the ultimate video game festival is what they're calling it. No. Will take place on site at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas, just a few miles from here. Doors to QuakeCon will open Thursday, August the 4th at 10 a.m. Central and will remain open through August the 7th if you want to get down this way to check it out. I am not too keen on these packages. At least a game, even if it's an old one, something to eat would be good. A package with some food. I mean, zipper pull is not going to do it. And a T-shirt.
No.
Do you know how many T-shirts that we get when we go to events, you guys out there? I have a whole drawer of nothing but gamer T-shirts. Sometimes I just wear them all week. You know, I put stuff on with a nice shirt and, you know, I jazz them up. But
I like me some geek shirts, so
yeah, but I got a ton. So me having to pay $35 to get one, not working for me.
No.
Y'all got to do a little better than that. Okay.
One more. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. BlizzCon tickets sell round two tonight at 7 p.m. PT. Just a friendly reminder that the second batch of tickets for BlizzCon 2011 go on sale to the public tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Time through the online Blizzard store for $175 USD each.
Ooh.
Ouch. Those interested in grabbing a ticket will want to watch the BlizzCon ticket sales page. Tickets will sell out fast. I mean, last time I think it was just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So get them while you can. Blizzard says that the first batch of tickets that went on sale last Saturday sold out quickly. This is not surprising news. In addition to the two batches of general admission tickets, approximately 200 special event tickets will go on sale May 28th. These tickets entitle Blizzard fans access to an exclusively pre-BlizzCon dinner to benefit the Children's Hospital of Orange County. That is awesome. They go on sale Saturday, May 28th at 10 a.m. Pacific time for $500 USD each and include admission into BlizzCon. For those that can't make it to the event this year, a special presentation from DirecTV is available. It gives you access to all the big press announcements, gatherings, talks, and more. BlizzCon will also be available through the BlizzCon virtual ticket, which is offered as a multi-channel internet stream and is also available via DirecTV in the United States. BlizzCon 2011 will... BlizzCon 2011 will take place October 21st and 22nd at the Anaheim Convention Center. For further information about tickets, the event, or the virtual ticket, players can check out the official BlizzCon site at blizzcon.com. Hey, Blizzard, y'all really ought to send me tickets, you know, plane tickets, too? I'll come. You know you want some ginger. You need some ginger in your life. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs some ginger in their life.
Oh, she is out of control already. Well,
it is all for its fault.
Why is it? Oh, mm-mm. All right, so you guys are now. I'm not talking to you. When are we going? I'm not speaking to you anymore.
Except for to say
I love you too. Okay, so.
Aww.
Make sure you're listening later tonight. Again, as I said before we took the break, the Front Lines is going to be epic, absolutely epic, if you're a girl gamer. This should be inspiring to you, especially if you're a developer. We had one of our own make history, is all I'm going to tell you. You have to listen tonight to hear how I'm going to rave about this person. It is epic. I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. Listen, you're going to be like, wow, just what Ginger said, but much more. Your jaw's going to drop. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe it. Unbelievable. That's this. This is what we're fighting for, ladies.
Okay. Oh, I want to know now. You got to tell me.
I'll tell you now after we get off the air. But the rest of you got to wait. Until then, let me see if I can get some of you riled up, because we're a little bit relaxed today, but not too relaxed. But it is Thursday. You should be doing some dancing. Get up. This is in tribute to what I'm going to tell you tonight.
Goodbye, lovely people.